Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Rockridge High School Spotlight. On this Tuesday, we'll talk with Rockridge senior Noah Jorgensen, involved in the school's music programs, also a National Honor Society member. We'll hear from him right after this on WRMJ.
People have been buying and leasing vehicles from Zimmerman Honda for over a decade, but did you know they'll also buy your used vehicle? Stop in at Zimmerman Honda or call 76 Honda to schedule a house call. It's a quick and easy way to score some cash. They'll appraise your vehicle and cut a check the same day. If you have a balance, they'll pay off the loan and give you a check for the difference. Now's the time. If you need some extra cash, Zimmerman Honda will pay top dollar for your used vehicle.
Zimmerman Honda.
Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. It is homecoming week at Rockridge High School, so that means the marching band, they have to get in tune for Friday night, and the drum major of the Marching Rockets is Mr. Noah Jorgensen. So we're talking to you on a Tuesday, so you can't possibly say that the marching band is ready just yet because you have some more preparations before Friday, but how are things going, getting ready for the homecoming performance?
Yeah, so things are actually going really well. We just had our first competition on Saturday. So we placed seventh, which was not what we wanted, but we got the field, we got the show on the field, and we did really good for us. This year, we're a smaller band. We only have about 30 kids. Usually, we have about like 60 or 70. So we have a really tight group this year. So that allows us to build community. And overall, we're just a really tight group, and we love what we do.
So tell us about Friday night. What can we expect with the marching band homecoming performance?
So we got the whole show on the field. We're pretty much ready to go. Like, we're in the cleaning phase now.
All right. Well, good. We'll be looking to see that and hear that on Friday night. So
yes,
tell us,
sure.
Tell us about your enjoyment and your participation of the band and music program at Rockridge High School and the Rockridge School District in general, right? It goes back a long ways.
Yeah, it really does. Like, from the very beginning when we started in sixth grade. So I love music because it gave me a sense of community that I hadn't had in a lot of the sports I was in during junior high. I was always in them for the wrong reasons, that I was doing it for everyone else, but I wasn't doing it for myself. So music, I really found that this was my calling, and that's what I want to do. So it's just provided me like almost a home at this school, and I feel like everyone should have a home that they abide by in any school.
And you're a member of both the band and choir programs at Rockridge. What about being drum major? Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a challenge. It's really, really fun, but it's a challenge. I know, like, you look at them and you're like, that looks awesome, but being a leader is definitely one of the biggest challenges I've had yet. Dealing with all different personalities, you just have to know how to handle certain situations, because that's just part of being a leader, and that's really what I'm learning my senior year, and it's teaching me really good lessons.
All right, that's awesome. And I'm going to tell you a secret about Jim Taylor. One of the things I enjoy doing is,
okay,
and a lot of people don't know this, so I'm telling you this, Noah Jorgensen. So okay. I like to get on YouTube, right? And I like to watch a lot of marching band performances at the Division I college level. And I like to watch the drum major, how he or she leads that marching band onto the field. Mm-hmm. In one of my favorite YouTube channels, and I want you to go watch this, and then we can get together maybe in a couple of weeks, and you can say, man, Taylor was right on that. If you if you YouTube search or Facebook search the Ohio State Marching Band and watch what they post all the time on their Facebook or their YouTube channel, you'll say, man, I'm glad Taylor told me that because this is really cool watching this.
Okay, but, awesome.
All right. But anyway, see, you learned something about we learned something about Noah Jorgensen today, and we're learning something about Jim Taylor today as well.
There
all right,
you go.
I want to segue. I know we had you on right at the beginning of the school year with this great project. You're a National Honor Society member. So give us an update on this Rocket Closet project.
Yeah, so over the summer, me and Amelia Rush, so she's the president and I'm the vice president of NHS, and we got together and said, hey, there's a need for stuff in our community. We need to provide for our community. We feel a calling that maybe others in the past haven't, and we want to step up and help the people that need it the most. So we got the ball rolling with a donation drive, and that's kind of when we went on to tell everyone about the donation drive. So now we're going to be open every other Monday for the whole school year, and it's open to anyone in the community, anyone that needs it. And they can, the students are able to talk to any of their teachers. They can talk to our counselor, Ms. Bonsack. And all of them have keys to the room, so they all have access. So it's a really good thing for us.
So is the National Honor Society, then know that, do they continue to seek donations and contributions for that thing?
Yes, always. We are always open to donations. And those include like toiletries, school supplies, anything you could think of that someone would need, we'll take.
All right. Awesome. So I know a lot of these kids we talk with are busy and they work outside of school. So I was looking at Noah Jorgensen because he's the student of the month at Rock Ridge for the month of September. All right. So I see outside of school, Noah works at Whitey's Ice Cream. That got to be a tough job. Working at Whitey's Ice Cream. So I ask you internally, do you have a favorite flavor of ice cream at Whitey's or not? What do you like there?
Right now, they actually just released their fall flavors, which are the carrot cake, the German chocolate, and the peppermint Oreo. And I love the German chocolate.
All right. So can I register one complaint?
Yeah.
Why can't Whitey's, and I know this isn't in your department, but why can't Whitey's have the red velvet ice cream year round? I don't understand that.
I've heard that from people. Everyone comes in and complains about that.
Yeah, man, that's my favorite ice cream ever on planet Earth, and you can only get it limited time only while quantities last. Noah Jorgensen, before you leave Whitey's, you make sure they start selling that thing year-round, okay?
Okay, I'll do my best.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing the Marching Rockets Friday night. They'll be performing, of course, at Homecoming. Great to visit with Noah Jorgensen, a senior. He's the Rock Ridge Student of the Month. Hey, enjoy your senior year, and I'm sure we'll see you around.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Jim.
And Noah Jorgensen with us on WRMJ.